Now on the line, I have Sam Derwin, Health Promotion Officer at the Asthma Society of Ireland, and she's going to talk to us about keeping your child out of hospital this September. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
I know we're probably a little bit late. We should have done this last week before the kids got back into school.
Oh, well, it helps as long as you're on top of it. That's kind of the main thing.
Indeed. I kind of took a bit, took me back a bit when I looked at some of the figures. 45,261. I wonder who that one person is of school children who, that's in Dublin, who have asthma. That's a huge number. What is it, about one in five?
Yeah, it's about one in five children. It's a number that often is very kind of surprising for people. Asthma is probably the most common kind of chronic disease in Ireland. So it's one of those things where everyone will either be affected by it or know somebody who is. But I think a lot of people don't realise just how common it really is.
And also, one of the things we often kind of put asthma in, well, people like me who don't really know too much about asthma, kind of put asthma is just one of those little problems that kids have growing up. You know, some kids have, and we don't put an awful lot of real importance on it. But it can be very bad. It can be fatal.
Absolutely. No, it can be a very dangerous condition. A lot of people, we would often hear from people that they never really realised that asthma could be that dangerous. And as you said, a lot of people kind of consider it a simple childhood disease. It's easy to handle. And in fairness, for the most part, it can be. But it's just really, really important to kind of make sure that you're educated about it, make sure you know what to do. Because an asthma attack is such a frightening experience for the children and for the parents. And there's really no reason why the majority of people with asthma should ever experience asthma attacks, as long as they're properly controlled.
Maybe you'd just run through for us what people should be thinking about when their child is going back to school.
Well, the biggest thing that we would always emphasise is to make sure that they're taking their medication correctly and as prescribed. So in asthma, there's two types of medication. There's the blue inhaler that everybody recognises, which is the reliever medication, and that kind of stops the symptoms of asthma. So if somebody is having an asthma attack, or before that, if they're kind of getting wheezy and chesty, that blue inhaler will relieve the symptoms and it'll make them feel better kind of very, very quickly, almost immediately. And the other piece then is the brown inhaler or the controller inhaler. So that's kind of the more important one, because what the controller inhaler does, it tones down the inflammation and it prevents the symptoms from arising at all. So that's the one that you're supposed to take generally every day, sometimes two or three times a day, depending on the patient. And what happens, particularly over the summer when people are feeling better, kind of, you know, the kids aren't getting sick, they're feeling well, it's warmer. A lot of the time that kind of preventer piece can sort of fall to the wayside a little bit. But it is really, really important to keep taking it regularly, especially when you're feeling well, to make sure that you stay that way. And then also, I guess, alongside that as well, that if you do think your child is a little bit symptomatic, or, you know, they seem to be getting sick, or you're not really sure that they're entirely well, just go straight to your doctor and kind of get their asthma reviewed. Make sure their kind of medication is enough, that you're taking it properly, all those kind of bits and pieces.
And I hadn't realised that, you know, when a child goes to school, you've got to look at, you know, are they going to be doing PE, or, you know, a whole range of things. And you have to leave inhalers there ready for them, you know, throw one into their kit bag.
Yeah, we would always recommend that it's a good idea to speak to all of your children's kind of teachers and coaches, just to make sure that everybody's informed. They know what to look out for. And then, as you said, kind of having that reliever there for them. I know a lot of parents will put together kind of an asthma pack at the start of the year and make sure that the coaches have it. They might have one for kind of the main teacher, or in secondary school, the child might take it around themselves, just so that it's always there. It's always readily accessible, and make sure that everybody knows what to do just in case they do get into difficulty.
Your child's going to school. Should we say, and we'll take it from the point of view of a child is going to school for the very first time. What would your advice to parents be, what they should do?
Well, I suppose in terms of going to school for the first time, it's important to kind of be as prepared as possible. So, for example, we have plenty of resources available for schools. So it might be a matter of referring the schools to the Asthma Society to make sure that they're informed, that they're comfortable. Making sure that all the teachers are aware. And again, we can pass on that information to them in terms of what to do in the event of an asthma attack, in terms of how they can help with asthma in the classroom. It's also a good idea to kind of get the child reviewed by a doctor either before going back to school or at this point kind of as soon as possible, just to make sure that everything's covered. Particularly when kids go back to school, they're often exposed to a load of kind of viral infections, either for the first time or just for the first time in a few months if they're returning to school. And about 85% of asthma attacks are linked to viral infections like colds and flu. So it's a good one to kind of remember that that will be coming down the line and to kind of keep on top of it as much as possible. So we would always advise parents as well that if your child does get sick, just don't send them to school. It's just kind of safer for everybody and they'll get better faster, just to kind of keep them home. And it lowers the risk of them having an asthma attack as well. So it's just kind of about that preparation piece. We'd also advise getting an asthma action plan in place if you don't already have one. So that's a written document that you can fill out with your doctor or one of our asthma specialist nurses, where it'll cover kind of what your child's medication looks like, what the doctor has prescribed, how to know when they're feeling well, how to recognise when they are getting a bit worse, and then what to do in that case. So that's kind of a useful thing that you can pass on to the school then as well, just to make sure that everyone's on the same page.
And where can somebody find this kind of a checklist of what they should do? Have you got one done up?
We do, yes. We have one available on our website. We have on www.asthma.ie. We have a whole back-to-school section put together with kind of information for teachers, for parents, and that includes a checklist of kind of just, you know, the basic things to make sure that you've got covered when you're sending the kids back to school.
And if somebody wants to put together an action plan, an asthma action plan, where can they, you know, I have no idea what an asthma action plan would look like. So where would they get that information?
Well, sorry, just something fell over in the office there. We have them available on our website, so you can print that off and bring it to your GP, or we also have an asthma advice line where you can speak to one of our specialist nurses, and they'll be able to send you out the plan and then call you back and go through it as well, just to make sure it's all filled in, and then you can get that signed off with your doctor and you'll be good to go. So you can call our advice line on 1-800-44-54-64, and you can make an appointment for one of our asthma nurses to call you back at a time that suits you, and they'll be able to kind of cover any questions or concerns that you may have.
And do we know what actually causes asthma?
The jury's kind of still out on that one. There's no one specific cause that's ever been identified. They know that it's partially genetic, so if you have a family history of eczema or asthma or hay fever, you're more likely to go on to develop asthma, but it's also somewhat environmental as well. So studies have shown that children that grow up in houses that are kind of like less well insulated or that have more damp or sometimes with certain types of pet hair, that can lead to a greater likelihood of developing asthma, but there's no kind of one way to recognise that somebody will develop it.
And you often hear that people saying that asthma is becoming more prevalent now. Is asthma becoming more prevalent now, or are we just starting to, one, maybe recognise people who have kind of milder symptoms of asthma, or is it that years ago people who had severe asthma didn't survive?
Well, it's probably a bit of both is the answer there. In general, allergic disease is increasing kind of across the world and has been since the 70s, which they believe is linked to kind of cleaner living areas, kind of using more chemical cleaning sprays where we're not exposed to the same level of dirt and bacteria that we used to be. So your immune system has a greater tendency to overreact, which is what's happening in the case of asthma. Your immune system is overreacting to completely harmless substances that wouldn't normally cause a problem. And the other thing is too that, as you mentioned, kind of diagnosis is improving all the time and kind of being able to recognize that, you know, maybe a child isn't just kind of getting 5 or 6 chest infections a year, that there is something else going on there. So it's probably a mixture of the two, I would say.
And is there any research going on into kind of preventing asthma?
Well, there's lots of research going on around the world into kind of not so much what causes asthma, but what the sort of markers are for when somebody is at risk of developing asthma. And I think from that, kind of slowly we're building a picture in terms of kind of clean air and lifestyle factors that can influence it as well. But there is also just that strong genetic component. So there's probably only so much prevention that would really work depending on the person.
And, you know, we're talking about children here, and am I correct in saying that in a lot of cases, children, as they grow up, they get into their teenage years and maybe adulthood, they can grow out of it, or the symptoms become kind of minuscule?
Yeah, that absolutely does happen for a lot of people, but not necessarily in all or even the majority of cases. Many people do find that their asthma kind of goes dormant once they get a bit older, but then some of those adults will also go on later in life to develop it again, depending on their circumstances. So it's one of those things that while absolutely some kids do grow out of asthma, it's always a good thing just to kind of keep an eye on it, because once you've had it, you'll always be prone to sort of having it become active again.
And then I've often heard of people who didn't show any signs of asthma when they were young, but maybe when they get into their 20s or late 20s, suddenly they start to develop symptoms.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Late onset or adult onset asthma can absolutely come out of nowhere. And again, there's no kind of really clear picture as to why that happens, but often those people will have a kind of family history of asthma or allergies or eczema or hay fever, kind of those factors that do make them more likely to develop it. But it can be very difficult to tell who will or won't get it.
And you know, we know it'd be frightening for a child, but, you know, if you're, can you say, born or you grow up with it, you learn to deal with it. But if you're an adult or a teenager and this suddenly comes on, it must be extremely frightening.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's challenges really at any age group of where you kind of start to have to think about it and look after it, and sort of going from maybe not having to think about it at all and not having to worry about it to having to learn how to manage your medication, how to identify your triggers, how to look after yourself. And so there absolutely are challenges at all aspects. And that's also part of why we have the advice line there, because our nurses will cover kind of parents who have children that are too young to be formally diagnosed, all the way up to people who've developed asthma kind of much later in life, in their 50s or 60s. So it is just a good reminder that is there. If you're concerned about anything or you're uncertain of anything or you're not really sure what you're supposed to do, they are absolutely always at the end of the phone.
Sam, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you very much for all the information. Maybe once again you'd give out the contact details and the website where people can get more information.
Absolutely. Our website is www.asthma.ie, and you can reach our advice line on 1800 44 54 64.
Sam, thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks so much.
All the best. Bye-bye.